You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Well, now that fall is in full swing, you may have some leftover apples that you're wondering what to do with after your last apple picking trip. And this Food Friday, we've got a lot of ideas for you. And guess what? They're not all dessert.
And we want to hear what your favorite apple recipes are, too. Call in now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Tell us how you'll be cooking with apples this fall. Using sweet or savory cooking, maybe you have a spin on classics like apple crisp, apple pie. Call in at 800-642-1234.
Zung Lewis joins us now. She's the host of the YouTube cooking channel called Honeysuckle, and her recipes for cooking with apples are posted on the Central Time Facebook page. Zung, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, before we get going, can you tell us a little bit about how you got into cooking in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. I started cooking at a very young age. I used to watch PBS shows with my grandma, Martin Yan, Jacques Pepin, and then after our Saturday morning food watching, we would go into the kitchen and start experimenting. And from there, I just really developed my passion for cooking, and I love experimenting with new and different ingredients.
And you've got, you don't just cook with apples, but you had a surprising range of videos about cooking with apples. Is this a kind of a favorite ingredient of yours?
Yeah, I love cooking with apples. Like you said earlier, you don't have to just make desserts with it. You can also make savory. And during the fall, there's just so many apples here in California that, you know, it's really fun to just infuse it into recipes.
We can go a little nuts here in Wisconsin during apple season because there are apples falling off trees, but there actually are. They do grow on trees. And you go to the orchard and you come home with bushels full of apples, and it can be a little intimidating in a way. But where do you start?
You know, anything that's really inspiring, obviously apple cinnamon is one of my favorite combinations. So I usually like to make, like for breakfast, I could do oatmeal with apple cinnamon, but you can also do like overnight oats. But you know, it's anything that really inspires me at the moment. I also love making apple with cheddar cheese. So I recently did a video with grilled cheese with Granny Smith apples, which is really nice. It has like that perfect balance between crunchy and salty and sweet. But yeah, really anything that, you know, it inspires me at the moment whenever I have some apples lying around.
So you put that apple on a cheese sandwich there, and you also take it the other way. You've got an apple pie with cheddar. This is a winner, obviously, here in Wisconsin. Can you talk about the apple? First of all, what kind of apples do you like in an apple pie that has cheddar along for the ride?
I always love baking with Granny Smith apples just because I love the tartness of it, and that's pretty traditional to bake with Granny Smith apples in pies. But here, I recently found Honeycrisp apples that I really love, too. It's kind of like a cross between a Granny Smith and a Fuji apple. It has that firmness of a Granny Smith, but like the tartness and sweetness. So I like to throw in Honeycrisp apples into the pies as well. So for the cheddar apple pie, a lot of times I would see cheddar slices, like cheddar cheese slices, on the pie, but I decided to infuse it into the crust so that it's nice and flaky and you get a little bit of cheesiness in every bite. So that's kind of my favorite thing to do.
So if you've got that cheddar-infused apple pie, can you still, you know, top it the way I like to top my apple pie, with ice cream or whipped cream, or does it taste different?
Oh, I love it with vanilla ice cream. We actually, when I filmed this recently at Taste Made, it was one of the fall apple features that's coming up. We had it for breakfast the next day, and I also had it with ice cream. And it was amazing.
We're talking to Zung Lewis. You can see her on the YouTube cooking channel, Honeysuckle, and we're cooking with apples right now. Zung, before we get back to some recipe ideas, tools are important to you. You've got some tools that you use and I think even created when it comes to cooking with apples.
Yes. So a long time ago, I did a video with Mr. Lewis. It's someone that I know, and he created this contraption that it's like a DIY apple press, which is really interesting. We had gone to the orchard nearby. It's called Gizditch, and they have like this cool apple press. And you know, being the engineer that he is, he came back and created his own out of like wood planks, a bucket, and it's really neat. I have a video on my YouTube channel if anyone's interested in checking that out, but yeah.
One thing that I've been curious about, I mean, I like every fall at least once to make an apple cake. What do you think it takes to make sort of the essential fall apple cake?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I actually haven't made an apple cake before, but I imagine either pureeing it into the batter like an applesauce or just leaving it in chunks and doing kind of like an apple upside down cake would be really interesting too. Kind of like a spin-off on a tart tatin, but with cake. That would be really interesting.
Yeah,
you'll have to let
idea.
Me know how that goes.
I used to make an apple spice cake, and that's with applesauce. And when I was willing to put more labor into it, I made the applesauce out of apples. Now I would just use applesauce.
That was good for you.
And then in zucchini bread, and maybe you could do this with a cake. I had a recipe, and pumpkin bread too, where you dice up apple real fine and then stir it into the batter as the last step. And that makes it really, like a lot of the moisture really soaks into the bread. That might work with a cake. I don't know.
Those are interesting ideas. I've never done applesauce in the cake. I've always left it in chunks, and I leave the peel on because I figure the peel is good for you, and when it bakes, you really can't taste the peel anyway.
But you feel the texture. I don't want that.
I don't mind the texture.
Yeah.
You and I differ there. But yeah, those are interesting ideas. And so another question is about spices. What do you think pairs well with apples? You know, cinnamon goes deliciously. Some of us are unfortunate enough that we cannot tolerate cinnamon, people like Rob.
Yeah.
What else do you think marries well with the flavor of apple?
I really like cloves, although if you're not really into like the strong spices, I'm not sure if that would work. But for apples, I always feel like, you know, like these fall spices really bring out the flavor. Let me think here. Another one I think would be really interesting is pairing it with herbs. Sometimes in California, I see them make apple with rosemary combination.
Interesting.
And it's really interesting. Yeah.
You also we've got a bunch of your videos linked on the Central Time Facebook page. There's an apple salad, a fall recipe. Can you talk about that?
Yes. So the apple fall salad is really interesting. It's kind of my fruit and salad combination. We have a little bit of walnuts to bring in some nuts, dried cranberries, because salad with dried cranberries is so good, and then gorgonzola, crumbled gorgonzola, where it's salty and it pairs really well with the dried cranberries and the crunchiness of the apples. I also add in bacon and pear just to give it some extra crunch and that like savoriness, just to make it a really robust salad. But this was kind of a spin-off of, have you ever had a spinach salad with some apples on it before?
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, so this was kind of my spin-off on that, and I just added some of my favorite salad ingredients to it.
What do you think for a dressing on that one?
I like it with balsamic vinaigrette, but you can also use poppy seed dressing or just some light dressing.
Well, you had me with apple, bacon, and gorgonzola together there.
Yeah, that's such a great combo.
So it sounds like, I mean, we can do a lot of experimenting with apples. What other kind of combos have you played with, maybe for better or worse?
Some other combos. Let's see. I like apples and pecans. Like, when you make, I was just thinking when you mentioned the cake earlier, I thought, you know, sometimes making like an apple sticky cake with pecans might be interesting. I haven't actually tried that yet, but it just popped into my head. So that's something I might be experimenting with soon. But I haven't really had any bad experiences with apples.
Great.
In terms of cooking with it. Yeah.
They're a pretty agreeable ingredient.
Yeah,
I have to agree with you there.
Yeah, it's pretty universal. You can't go wrong with it.
Well, you have a recipe for caramel apple pie pops, which I thought, A, looked really cute, and B, like they wouldn't be too hard if you didn't feel up to the task of making, you know, a from-scratch pie. How do those come together?
So for that one, I wanted to create something fun for our audience. Obviously, my audience on YouTube love, like, cutesy stuff, and who doesn't love anything on a stick. So like cake pops are really popular, pie pops. So this is kind of a riff between pie pops and your traditional caramel apple sticks that won't break your teeth. I love caramel apples, so I just kind of infuse the two together. And it's really easy, actually. I just bought some pre-made pie dough, and you can obviously make your own. I have before, but just for the simplicity of the video, I use pre-made pie dough. And then I just made your traditional pie filling. So I used Granny Smith apples, cinnamon, a little lemon juice, some flour, mixed it all together. And then I used really cute apple cookie cutters that I got from Michael's, and then I just kind of put it all together, bake it off. At the end, I put a nice drizzle of caramel on top, and it was so delicious.
I watched the video for that one. It looks easy enough for me to do it, and it looks like a lot of fun. But the key is, I would say you have to get the apple-shaped cookie cutter to make it thematic.
Yes, I don't think you want to mess with that.
It really brings it all together, yeah.
I guess it could be sort of a Halloween scary shaped pop if it didn't work. Yeah, a circle. I think my kids would like this one. This one might be a good one for that. Well, Zong, thank you so much for joining us and talking apples today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Zong Lewis. She's the host of the YouTube cooking channel called Honeysuckle. And she talked to us there about cooking with apples. And you can find some of the recipes we talked about today on the Central Time Facebook page, WPR.org.
Right. We've got them on our WPR.org website and on the Facebook page. A lot of fun. These are videos. So you can watch her cooking these. They do come together. All the ones I watch, pretty easy. So this is something you definitely could try at home with those apples this weekend.